More than 41 years into the job, I'm at the time of life when you reflect on a career spent writing for a crust. It has been long, hard, but rarely dull. Most people think we journalists spend our lives in the thick of the action. Sure, for long periods we do. But the bulk of our career is spent doing what I'm doing right now in the depths of a Sunday night. Eyes fixed on a blank page, trying to will the words from your soul to grind out yet another story. It's not easy. To me, good, disciplined writing is as much a headache as a joy, but can be as satisfying as scoring a goal from 30 yards for the footballers among you. Those golden days when words flow forth like butter off a hot knife are few and far between. They usually come forth in the loaded hour when a story is popping and you don't have time to think. Each sentence born of pure instinct, powered by a gut feeling. They say we journalists write the first draft of history, the first taste of events before perspective and hindsight. One day, after we're all dead and gone, people will pull out a story I've written to learn of the history of our times. It always gives me a little shudder down the back of my neck. I'm proud to say I've written millions of words in the last four decades. Many thousands linger on the internet. Often, I'll be halfway through a story from 20 years ago before I realise it was the fruit of my own pen. I'm lucky that my writing took me all over the world and gave me a front seat to the making of history, from the streets to the battlegrounds to the corridors of power. I interviewed them all down the years, Mandela, Mugabe, Chissano, Zuma, Kaunda, Chiluba and Ramaphosa. I was paid to travel the world and loved every minute of it. Not for me, the dreary world of being tied to the same workbench, office or classroom for life. So entrepreneurs, where do you fit into this writing thing? Well, the ability to write is not only a sign of an orderly and expressive mind, but also a skill you can employ to sell your business. My advice? Always write to express rather than impress. One thought per sentence. Never be afraid of a short sentence. Sure, say what you mean. Don't review until you've penned the last word. Oh, and write each story as if it were your last. Happy writing.